Welcome to Going Rogue, the podcast for clear-eyed rebels and utopia preppers. I'm here, as always, with the rogue journalist, Caitlin Johnston. I'm Caitlin's worst half, Tim Foley. Caitlin, you're having a rough day.
I'm having the shittest day ever. Yes, I got in trouble again on Twitter. I got banned for a week.
A week? That's some heavy-duty shit.
Just for defending myself. Like, I mean, admittedly defending myself in the way that I usually defend myself, which is quite ferociously.
I don't think you even really cursed at anyone, though, like you normally do.
I didn't, actually. Like, I mean, I called someone dumb and someone stupid, but they were calling me a Nazi. And they were saying that I was, like, being paid by the alt-right. They were saying all these horrible lies about me.
They were really vile. That Twitter click is so disgusting. I had no idea until you got into this. I knew the internet was gross, but I didn't know, like, left-leaning political activists were so gross.
Oh, they're really,
at least
really
online.
Like, they're revolting. Yeah, and you know what the worst bit is? Like, when I first got onto Twitter, which wasn't that long ago, they were nice to me. Mm. So I had that weird thing where I was like, hang on, ow, what are you... Oh, this is a long time ago. I've worked out since they are not nice people. But when I was very surprised.
Yeah,
because they were all lefty socialist sort of things, and they were cheering on my stuff, and then suddenly it was all...
Right, well, you found out when Alan Smithy died... What kind of creatures they are.
Yeah, they were so happy about... I've never seen... Actually, that was very distressing. How they... I've never really seen that. Like,
they were gleeful. Gleeful about it and making jokes and...
Yeah, a man who, like, had done nothing except try and, like... I mean, he was basically known for finding out where dark money routes went. Like, that was his big sin in life.
That was his thing, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he'd never hurt anyone. He was
politically, ideologically 1% divergent from them.
Yeah, and they were gross. I've not ever seen anyone cackle like that. They were sharing around his stuff about... I can't, you know, my mind is blocked out, actually, some of the things that they said, because it was just so... It was really distressing, and I can't imagine how distressing it would have been as a family to see that, you know?
Maybe that's why they blocked everyone, huh?
Oh, I'm sure that's why they blocked everyone. I'm sure of that. I'm sure they went in and went, holy shit, what the fuck?
What, what creatures was this
what
person
ghouls?
Involved with?
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I'm sure that's why we lost his whole account, and I'm sure that they would count that as a win, too. These are really disgusting people. Anyway, they had another win today. They got me blocked for a whole week.
Yeah, this was all... They had a conversation where they were all talking about what a Nazi you are and how you're definitely getting paid by the alt-right. What does that even mean, by paid by the alt-right?
Yeah, that's funny.
What is that? Is there like this alt-right think tank that we don't know about that's funneling money towards you?
Well, you know, I mean, everyone knows
slush
that
fund.
I only get paid by Patreons. Or is it like 700 individual alt-right think tanks?
Yeah, like, that can only afford mom and pop dark money.
$5 a month.
Yeah. A little small business dark money. You don't like to criticize them too hard in this economy. They're struggling. Don't like to knock a small business.
Yeah.
I don't know how they think Patreon works or.
I think you can even see my Patreons who they are and stuff. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's just weird. The whole thing's weird, and then I'm a secret Nazi and.
This whole secret Nazi thing is. Even Yoav Litvin, who's built his life around tearing you down at a certain point, said, "Now, I was expecting her, after all this time, to take off the mask and reveal that she's a Nazi. But that still hasn't happened. So what I'm thinking is that she's actually a secret WikiLeaks asset. Like, he had to change the narrative because it had been so long and you still hadn't gone, ha ha! Z-Kyle! Now I'm a Nazi.
Or even said anything remotely right-wing. I mean, like, I write purely from the left-wing perspective. I can't help that. That's because they're my
beliefs. Written, like, we calculated you've written, like, a 500,000 words or something like that.
Yeah.
In your short career, in the span of your short career.
Yeah, and not one of them is right-wing. So what does that say? What does that, like, if I'm going to actually spring this right-wing, if I'm pacing people into a right-wing I'm doing a very bad job.
When does the first step of the pacing start?
We all wait and wonder.
You said 9 months ago now. 9 months. 9 months this shit fit has been going on.
Yes.
9 months ago.
I could have had a baby by this time. You
could have had a whole...
And called it Hitler.
You could have had a little secret Nazi baby during this time. And you said that we should be open to talking to right-wingers. Not just that tiny little fraction of the right wing that's, like, pretty well in alignment with the left on a lot of issues, like the libertarians, the really conscientious libertarians, the Ron Pauls, the very few that it's okay to talk to and not really taboo. But the actual MAGA people, the actual people who wear the red hat and voted for Trump and stuff. Yeah. You said we should be able to talk to them and coordinate with them on issues of convergence. And 9 months ago you said that, and they're still freaking out about it.
Yeah. What does that tell you about what, you know, you can't really be that upset about something someone said 9 months ago.
No, it's really willful. Like they,
yeah, it is willful. It's willful misrepresentation, I think.
Yeah, I think it's got a lot more to do with how you're not actually answerable to anyone and how you came up a lot faster than any of the other figures in that clique who've been trying to make a living at this thing.
I think also, apparently, look, and I am Australian, so I don't understand, like, all the cultural things. I think maybe I didn't pay penance to the, you know, the higher up people in that clique or something.
Yeah, well, I'm very American. Like, I was just there a couple years ago, and all this surprised me as well. Right. I understand the dynamics really well, but I didn't understand the exact dynamics of that specific Twitter clique that had been barking and snarling at Mike Cernovich for 5 years or however long, and was just really fixated on him. So that was their trigger word.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah. But there was also other things as well. Like this lady with these corn... she had, like, corn cob eyebrows, right? And I guess I had seen her, like, because I friended her. She was my friend. And I remember her name was Amy and stuff. And she came out of nowhere making this big palaver about how I had never shared any one of her essays or her writing. I share her writing. Why doesn't she share mine? I'm like, I have no idea who you are, corn cob lady. Like, like, it's the freakiest picture too. Like, I would not know that you were a writer with your little corny eyebrows.
Yeah, and like a couple of months ago we found who was that one lady, the Nina.
Yeah.
Who, like, we didn't even really know existed.
No.
And then, but, because Snobby Martin had been saying that you're plagiarizing people. Right. We had no idea who he was talking about and no idea who that even was.
Yeah. And then she kind of came out and she claimed that.
Well, you got someone messaged you a screenshot.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because she had blocked me. So how would I even know that?
Like, yeah, but there's this whole, like, dimension of people that you don't even know, and they're all just, like, freaking out about Caitlyn all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that freak out happened almost all by itself. Like, I only found out about it, like, you know, when it was well into its gestation period, like...
It was just been accepted as orthodoxy. It's just, yeah, well, Caitlyn, I was always, why are you plagiarizing this poor woman? What? Who is that?
This woman who had blocked me for so long, I didn't remember.
Nina Illingworth, that's her name.
Yeah, I didn't even remember who she was. Anyway, and then I went and read some of her stuff. That's the other thing. I don't want to put people off. Like, you know, she does some good things. It's definitely nothing to do with my thing, but like,
she's not a good writer. Let's just say it. She's word salad. Copious hyperlinks, which is great. A lot of links, copious sourcing, but she's not a writer.
No. But anyway, like, yeah, no, it's... But, you know, that's the other thing. Like, I don't even want to poison the well that way. I don't want to turn around and say, well, you shouldn't read her, or, like, you shouldn't listen to Snobby and Stabby, like, because they do really good stuff, like, and, it's...
Yeah, well, it would be very... It would look really weird to say yeah, you can coordinate with the right, but you can't coordinate with the left, even though they're shitty. But that's obviously not what you want. Like, even though
people, that's not who I am as a person.
No, that's either. Not who you are as a person. Like, yeah. So some people are, some of the clicky people on the left are douchebags. People should still follow them. They say a lot of good shit.
Even at high school, I always mixed with all the different groups. I never kind of settled in a group. I never was clicky like that. And so maybe that's just the problem. You know, it's don't really pure, understand cliques anyway.
It's pure clique dynamic. They try to make it all dramatic. And it's like, you're saying that we should ally with people who want to kill black people. What? They're trying to make it a white ethno state. Those are the white nationalists. That's the alt-right. That's not the Cernoviches and the Cassandra Fairbanks. Those are MAGA people. They're different, and they have some wrong beliefs. That's all.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, you're trying to deal with this in a logical way, right? They don't even care. They just want to amplify this. They want to signal boost each other that I am poison and stay away from her. It doesn't really matter. It's just like, oh, there's yuckiness over there. Don't go anywhere near her. And that's actually where it stains me. Like, I was on Facebook at the same time that I was getting, as I was getting banned on Twitter. I probably should have been concentrating on one or the other. Maybe that was part of the thing. But anyway, I was talking to someone, a friend of mine, a dear friend, a real life friend of mine, had come in to defend me. And because, you know, she knows who I am. But everyone was telling her that she should have, you know, well-sourced arguments and present the data in a non-emotional way. Someone is telling her that her friend is a Nazi. What is your response going to be? Your response is going to be, fuck off. I know her. You have no idea. If you like that. And so I went in to talk a little bit about that, about just how, you know, when it's just crazy to me that there are so many people who won't go anywhere near me because of, like, these lies that people are, and I can tell who is perpetuating them deliberately misrepresenting me for reasons only known to them. What is sad is when you see people who have no idea, they just know that I'm bad. Caitlin equals bad.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of the folks don't even, like, a lot of them haven't even read your article, right? Like, they say it like it's a fact. Like, oh no, she just loves Nazis. Well, have you ever read the article that started all this? No. I don't need to. She loves Nazis. What else do I need to know?
Right. Well, this person actually was saying, I don't want to have anything to do with anyone on the right at all.
Oh, well, that's just...
Yeah, I know. But also, like, at least, okay, well, I don't agree with you. You're right. I don't agree with you. You are correct in understanding me. More what was upsetting to me was that people were having a go at my friend for just defending her friend, like in a very emotional, don't touch her way. When, you know, because, and this is why sociopaths end up elevating into the media stratum, because this is just knocked me for fucking six.
Yeah, who else could handle this bullshit? Day.
Yeah, it's really distressing. And like we went out for tacos with the kids and stuff. I was really excited about that all day. That was gonna be like, I was really looking forward to it. And then it just ruins everything. They're just fucking assholes. Such fucking cunts. Anyway, I'm allowed to say that on my podcast. They can't block me or suspend me here.
Yeah, and what's really shitty about it is that, like, it doesn't even work. It just puts an emotional strain on you. But, like, they're doing it with the goal of poisoning the well so that people won't read your things and your audience won't grow. Obviously, that isn't happening. Your audience is still growing on both the left and the right.
And you know what's really weird is that the people who particularly were attacking me today and got me suspended, they absolutely 100% align with my views, pretty much. Like that, you know, maybe 99.9% or something. These are people who I have no actual argument with.
Right. It's like, I mean, centrists come after you day and night.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that, but your worldview is radically different from theirs. Right.
Bring it on. Yeah. And I yeah. But how do you, when someone basically just wants to kill off your thing because they don't like you as a person, and you can't argue on issues because they simply do not want you in their clique, then it's really bad.
Yeah, and it's emotionally draining, but it's also like, this only exists on Twitter, pretty much.
Yeah,
like only people who live on Twitter actually, and in specific sects of Twitter, even know this is a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you talk to a lot of leftists, and they're astonished to learn that there are people who have a, there are leftists who have a problem with Julian Assange. They don't even know. That's how echo chambers work. There's so many different echo chambers in online discourse that like, there's some leftists who are absolutely certain that Julian Assange is a literal Nazi, fascist, and there's others who have no idea that that's even a thing. And it's like, yeah, obviously, if you're a leftist, you got to cheer for WikiLeaks. Assange just says some weird things, but so what?
Remember, yeah, I posted that article about WikiLeaks that's saying just that. And I got all these weird responses, people saying, oh no, if you're a lefty, you hate Julian Assange. And then right underneath it was someone else, oh no, if you're a lefty, you love Julian Assange. It's like, well, you guys actually need to start talking.
Right, yeah, I remember that. There were people going like, oh, you're obviously confused. You must think Democrats are the left.
Right, yeah.
Democrats think that. Leftists don't think that. Yeah, and there was a lefty right below him being like, yeah, well, I mean, just, I hate him because he's a Nazi. I don't like Nazis. If you're on the left, you have to hate Nazis.
Yeah. It's white noise, man.
It's so Nazi.
Anyway,
Nazi,
fucking
Nazi.
Hell, Tim, what do we do? I don't want to. I'm so flat. I cannot be fucked writing. I don't want to write for those assholes. Those brain fucking Jekylls.
I mean, they never read your stuff anyway. They probably have never read a single thing. Yeah. I don't know.
They seem to think they, I mean, they actually seem to be quite the experts on me. That's the other confusing thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, people tell you whenever you talk about this that you need to have thicker skin. You need to toughen up. But, like, don't they know you're a poet? You're an artist? You're a painter? Our artists can't have thick skin.
Also, you're, fuck you. you know, if you want people who feel to be, like, for their voices to be important, then fucking start protecting them. You know, I'm getting really sick of being thrown under the bus by people who think that I should just be able to stand up for myself and be, And I do try and stand up for myself, like, and that's when and you then try it got to stand up for yourself, you get banned on Twitter. Yeah. You know, I went into that, there was a wall of men saying all these disgusting things about me, and so I went in there fighting, like, and get fucking suspended. They were saying the nastiest things, and me defending myself gets me defended. So, like, I will fight the good fight. I promise you, I am doing my best to fight. But seriously, it's really hard work. And I don't know how people expect me to just let this kind of, like, just be a fucking sociopath about it. Be a robot about it. Just let it not hurt
me. One of those assholes was saying that you lack empathy. He kept saying that over and over. You lack empathy. Right. You lack empathy. Yeah. Because you weren't coming in all apologetic to the people who were calling you Nazis.
Right.
Doing a let me show you how empathetic I am dance for them. And here you are, I mean, obviously distraught, obviously caring, obviously wanting to do your best and to help the world. But
his whole point was deliberately misrepresenting me anyway. Like, there was, I couldn't engage with that stupid thing that he was saying anyway, because, I mean, he was trying to entrap me.
Yeah.
So there was that as well. But of course I've got fucking empathy. That's why this shit ruins me.
Yeah. I mean, what do people want? Like, even the people who are on your side are like, yeah, she needs to just toughen up. If you're going to be a public figure, you got to toughen up. Is that really what everyone wants? Do you want the only public figures out there to be people who are dead inside? People who can't feel? People who don't experience their lives? Who have cut themselves off from that soft tenderness, which makes you want to help humanity in the first place? What are you going for here? You know?
Yeah. I guess it's kind of Stockholm syndrome, isn't it? It's like, hush, hush, daddy's mad. Just be quiet, kids. You know, just use your manners. Have good manners and don't annoy them. And you'll be okay.
It is a very patriarchal thing, isn't it? This whole, no, just don't have emotions. That's the thing.
Yeah.
One of the most common criticisms of you is that she's emotional. Yes. Yeah. Fucking yes.
Yeah. And this is why, you know, people say, women, like, we should just have more women in politics. And then you look at the women who are in politics and you go, yeah, well, maybe not.
No, it's just the ones who are able to make themselves the most virulent servants of everything that's most toxic about patriarchy. And it's not like that whole just kill your emotions thing has been working out for men either.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Like,
it's no, not like
no,
that.
No, it's easy. You just stop feeling and you just keep doing it. You just stuff it all down and you just do your thing until you just have to pick up a gun and kill a few people.
Not funny, but true.
Yeah.
Just pour concrete on your feelings until you're dead inside. That's basically everyone's advice to me. It's like, just don't let them stiff up a lip. Don't let them see you cry. Well, why? I mean, why? What, do you really want me to do that? Do you want me to become Margaret Thatcher? I really don't want to do that.
Oh, please don't become Margaret Thatcher, baby.
I don't even think I have it in me. Like, I just, you know, and I wonder if I should be doing this, because it really does, you know, eat into everything. And it's not like I get, like, you know, it's a lot of work to make a fairly minimal wage. And mostly what I get is just, I mean, I get a lot of love, that's true.
It's almost all love. It's just that it's that tiny turd in the birthday cake that ruins the whole thing.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, you really wouldn't do this unless you really... I just really, really want to fucking save the world. I know that's stupid, but I do.
That's what makes your stuff so great, though. That's I mean, that's the reason... That's what fuels what you've been doing. And that is ultimately what people love about you. They sense that you care, and you really want to try to help wake people up to what's going on in your own way.
Yeah, in my own way. I can only do it my way.
No, you have to do it the groupthink army's way.
Yeah.
If you step out of bounds in even one way, 9 months later, they'll still be screaming at you for it.
It's not funny because it's true.
Anyway, fuck all you people for making my wife feel this way. I hate you guys so much. I really, really do. I hate you. Deeply. Shall we wrap?
Funny podcast.
Yeah, it's weird and awkward. Caitlin is an entirely reader and listener funded journalist. If you want to support her daily podcasts and articles, best way to do that is via Patreon and PayPal. Links in the description. Follow Caitlin on Steemit, Medium, or on CaitlinJohnston.com so you can get an email when she posts something. You've been listening to Going Rogue.
Shine on.
Thanks, y'all.
Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? Katie, oh Katie, your words are making them howl. You're trying to spread truth, but they don't want to hear it, and we don't think that's right. Keep talking, Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? Shady, they're so shady, they're lying straight to our face. But maybe, oh maybe, the truth they'll finally embrace. But the man on the TV says you're batshit crazy, and they paint you as a fool. Keep fighting, Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? We love you, Katie, oh Katie, keep speaking truth to power. We've got your back, so don't cower. Our pretty Aussie flower. Love your girlfriend.